Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build big business. Listen, I'm here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, coaching you to take your spot at the top. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can also dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen to mine with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, it's a new series. I'm very excited about this, especially what inspired me to start this new series. And we're talking about how to win big in network marketing. How to win big in network marketing. I know a lot of people are trained to say, if it works for you, if you go big, that's okay. I just want to earn a few dollars. And you can be that. You know, we have a lot of training out there on that, if you just want to make a few hundred dollars. And simply that's really to say, let me get you in and see if it's for you, and then you go hard if you want to. I get it. But in my heart, because I know that network marketing is big, it's a big opportunity for people that can totally shift the face of generations, I'm going to provoke you to do it, but do it big. Now, you can't do this without God. That's the point. Most people come in network marketing already in a place of uncertainty. A lot of things may be going on in their life at the time. They're in fearful positions. They're in desperation. But I need you to know that it's a blessing. Most of us don't even know how to recognize a blessing until way past the blessing has come. And so I need you to know up front that if you have decided free enterprise, if you've decided network marketing, it is a blessing. And so we're going to talk about how to win big in network marketing. We have two passages of scripture for you for today's lesson, Matthew 5:37, as well as James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. You're going to need to write these down or go back and listen to this episode, because this first step is critical. If you don't do this first step, more than likely, you will not be one of the ones making it big. So I encourage you to do this first step. We got to go to the Lord first, because we don't need opinion. We don't need hypotheses. We need the truth when we start talking about doing things big, because we serve a big God. And if you want to do big and you want to do it His way, it's possible for you. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today, this day you've made, and we're so joyous and glad that we're here in the land of living. Dear Lord, as we send up the highest praise of hallelujah to you, we want you to acknowledge, oh Father God, that we are here. We're serious about business, not our business, but your business. Father God, on today, as we're learning the steps on how to do network marketing big, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. So many things we've tried to do without you, but not this, oh dear Lord. We want you to be at the head of our venture with network marketing. You are the CEO. We just want to work for you, even though we would consider in the world to work for ourselves. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that you are opening up doors no man can shut. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that our territory is expanding even now as we are willing to do it your way. Our mind is being severed from the world, and we are renewing it right now in the name of Jesus. I come against any high thing that would say anything other than the truth to your people. As we are moving forward to do great exploits in your name, we'll be careful to acknowledge you in every way possible, not only through the fruit of our lips, but even our example, even our way of life. We thank you and we honor you and we bless your holy name and seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, let's hop right into the scripture, and some of you guys are going to be coming into the queue. And as you're coming into the queue, you say, I don't know what she's asking me, and I need you to be bold enough, courageous enough to come in the queue and say, I'm ready. Be bold enough, courageous enough to come in the queue and say, I'm ready. You say, but I don't know what I'm ready for. I need you to say, I'm ready. See, this is one of the things that jacks people up on why we stay at the bottom and never at the top. We need to know everything. And if you know everything, that means you're not using faith. You're not operating in faith. So let's read the word of the Lord right now. Matthew 5:37 says, but let your yes be yes and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil. You better not get it twisted. When your mind is all discombobulated, God is not the author of confusion. So you need to put a pen right there. Now when we go to James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, it says, now, you say, I don't know how to do it. Well, who did you ask? Only the person who brought you into business? Only your corporate headquarters? Did you ask God? Now listen here. It says, but let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. Uh-oh. That's you. You need to go back, and these are your words of meditation. We're talking about the first step with network marketing is you got to decide to. You got to make a decision. You have to decide to. Some people think that once they just pay their small investment, you say that's small to you, Nicole. It was big to me. I was broke. I was broken. I was unsure when I joined. That was big to me, but that is not big to God. So now this is what I need you guys to know. You have to decide to. You say, well, what is what's a decision? Because some of us would say, I decided to do this. I decided not to do this no more. I decided it ain't for me. A decision according to say a choice made between alternative courses of action in a situation of uncertainty. I'm going to say this one more time. A decision for those who say that you made decisions to become a network marketer. It says it was a choice made between alternative courses of action in a situation of uncertainty, meaning you had a choice to go left or you had a choice to go right. Most people, they've actually invested their money, but they never made a decision. They invested their money, but they never made a decision. That's why they go MIA after. A decision can also be a determination arrived after a consideration. I heard the opportunity and it sounded good. It sounded better than where I am now. I was emotional. I came in the room emotional. I listened to the overview emotional. And I said, I considered I may can do this. I may can do this. I from what they said, they convinced me. They convinced me that I could do this. You had to be convinced. You had to be convinced, right? You had to be convinced that you can do this, like as if it's the job of the presenter to convince you to do something. I don't know. People will say, well, I'm choosing a different path. I'm just tired of going check to check. I'm uncertain because I'm going check to check. I'm tired of being broken, like waking up every day not knowing, am I going to the left or the right? I don't know why I'm here. I'm so uncertain about my purpose. So I'm going to try this. It sounds like it's working for other people. I see them on IG. You know, they flaunting and they look like they doing everything. Some of them flossing, but they say they flaunting and they look like they got it going on. So I'm going to consider to do it based off of that. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you about a real decision. It typically has nothing to do with the folk on the outside. It's best. It's real. When the people on the outside and has nothing to do with it. And I know some people say, well, I have to talk with my spouse. I have to talk with my significant other. And I'm not going to tell you not to talk with your spouse, but what I'm telling you is some conversations should be happening between you and your spouse prior to a situation where you need an opportunity to say, you know what, are we open to other streams of income? We want to have those kind of conversations with our spouses, or where are we going to be in the next 5 or 10 years? You know, the first conversation about money is when you're joining a network marketing company. We need to have some more deeper conversations as to where two, we should have two incomes that's better than one. And if it's not working right now, what exactly are we going to do about that? So that when you do get an opportunity, the consideration is, should we do network marketing or not? Is this the right fit or the right company, the right atmosphere, the right culture for us? We're talking about educated decisions, not emotional ones. What Tony Robbins says, because see, this is the thing. People have a lot of drama in their households about them doing network marketing, because the real conversation about where are we going to land mentally has never happened. To where now the two adults are understanding that we got to do what we got to do now so we can do what we want to do later. Let's do what we got to do now so we can do what we want to do later. There's no future possibility, no picture of our future already crystallized. So it's difficult to make a true decision. But I love what Tony Robbins say about a true decision. He says a true decision means committing to achieving a result and then cutting yourself off from any other possibility. My God. When I heard this for the first time so many years ago, listening to his recording of Awaken the Giant, he said a true decision means committing to achieving a result. So that means that if you're saying you want to make it big, that is the result that you're committing to. You got to go through a process to get there. That means if you make the commitment to the end result, you've committed to the process to get to the end result. Stop whining and crying all the way to the top. It's too heavy. That's why you're staying at the bottom. I got to give it to you real this morning. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman, so he ain't going to take you kicking and screaming. If you tell him you don't want it, he'll say, okay. Because I made you in the likeness of my image, and so you get to choose. And wherever you are now, you need to take responsibility that you chose. You can choose something different. You can decide right now something different. Most people are taking chances with the unhappy, broken and broke. You already know what that looked like. Let's have faith on the possibility. Possibility. Let's have faith on the possibility. We go on the lines this morning. And the question is, yo, yes, yo, yes, yo, no, yo, no. I had a call with the intimate group that I do on Sunday, getting it started right, and I need you to be able to say, hey, you need to win big. That's a statement of decision, committing to the result, cutting yourself off. Anything that's going to stop you from getting your true result. You're ready to win big. I need you to say good morning. 757, last four, 8502. Good morning. Are you ready to win big?
I'm ready. I'm awake. I'm ready. I am no longer lost. I know my purpose. I know what I got to do. I've been brought here for a reason. And the only thing that's been stopping me was myself. And I am no longer doing that. I am trusting God's path. Because honestly, I couldn't have designed this better myself. And I'm ready. That's all I can say.
Of course you couldn't design your life better than God. Of course you could not. And that's why I like his plan. His plan is always going to be better and bigger than any of ours. Oh, my God. Congratulations. 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 I have some reading for you guys to do. Leaders are readers. We need you to interrupt those thought patterns. 706, last four, 3907. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Felicia out of Athens, Georgia.
Hey, Felicia. Good morning.
Good morning. You said so much this morning, as you always do, in regards to us, you know, with network marketing. And so, like I said, it's just me because I'm always, every time I come on this call, I promise you I'm going to be transparent. I'm not like, oh, yes, well, you know, yes, I have this going on. You know, it's me when I see the pattern, when I look at my back office, I know I haven't been 100%, not even 50% to my potential. And it shows up in my back office. Even with trainings, not going to trainings as I should, you know, or whatever. And so for me to get to the fullest potential that I know God put, I know this is my purpose because I love to serve people. So if I love to serve people, what better way to serve people than this? So I know this is my purpose to serve people. It's just me getting out of my own way. And I think I looked at Alfred's video on last night, and he said, you know, use whatever works for you. If social media works good for you, use that. If getting in front of people works for you, do that. Me, with social media, I do get a lot of call to action, and I'm like, God, you know, I respond to them, go to, you know, their messenger, and then a lot of times they don't. So I'm just like, you know, for me, social media has not been, like, the best. So I think that face-to-face for me works better in regards to, you know, getting the information out there to people. And another thing that I always do hear people say that you touched on this morning is, you know, they always say, you know, let me talk to my spouse. I would never tell anyone not to do that because I always encourage married people to do that when I'm, you know, giving them the information. But in my case, you know, at the time I didn't have the money to come in, so I, you know, sought my husband. At the time, I was going to school for business management, and so because I had been in another network marketing company before and made that investment and hadn't made any money, he seen the time and effort that I put into it, you know, he just flat out told me, you know, no, you know, he said, you know, you're not working, you know, at this present time, so I'm the one, you know, doing all the bills, so I don't have any extra.
Felicia, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You went off on a tangent. Are you coachable right now? Are you coachable?
I'm coachable, yes, ma'am. I'm open to, yes, ma'am, I am.
If this is what you do with your prospects, where you never heard the question and you began to go answering questions that was never asked, I can understand why you may be having a challenge, whether online or offline, in with marketing.
Okay.
I simply asked a question. Are you deciding to win big?
Okay.
You never touched on any of that.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I have
decided.
What
are the biggest attributes to a great business person? To be a keen listener. You came into the queue with doubt. The spirit of doubt is all over you. Go deal with that. You're still talking about your prior network marketing company, and you're in one now. That doubt is spilling all over your prospects. No one wants to hear that. They want to know the possibilities for themselves, not your past failures. Decide yay or nay today. Remember, it's your decision. This is the one thing that people need to understand. Your company, your team, your uplines are going to move forward whether you yay or nay. Not about outside. I said a true decision begins on the inside. Decide yay or nay. If you're not sure, just say I'm not sure. Go pray on it and be sure. Because let me tell you, network marketing is an opportunity where people influence people to think better, bigger, more possibilities. If you're struggling there, spend more time in an environment that encourages those thought processes.
Okay.
You never answered the question. If you do that with your prospects, you're sure not to close, even if you do get someone on the line.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank
you. God bless you. God bless you, Queen.
Thank
Let's see. Good morning. Last four, 678, last four, 7782. Are you ready to win big? It's a decision day today. This is the first step to winning big in network marketing. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm ready to win. This is Keena.
All right, Keena, let's go. Let's go. You know what a decision is. It's saying you're committing to a specific result. You're cutting off any thought processes that lead you to otherwise. Good morning, 973, last four, 9242. Good morning. Are you ready to win big? Good morning.
Good morning. I am ready to win big. No more lethargic thought patterns. No more lethargic in my body. No more alternatives or prosthetics. I am ready to win big fully with me. All the flaws, trust in God. I'm ready to win.
All of us have flaws. All of us have flaws. No one cares about your flaws. All they want to do is win big. They want a better opportunity. They don't care about your flaws. No one does. Good morning, 215, last four, 1232. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Carolyn calling from Virginia, and I am ready. I thank God for you once again, and God always gives us just what we need right when we need it, so I'm ready.
Good morning. I'm telling you right now, nobody is caring about this outside. They want to hear that you are in process of transformation on the inside and you can help them go to the next level. 312, last four, 0991. Good morning.
Good morning, Natalie out of Chicago. Nicola, I am ready to win big. I'm committed to the outcome. I won't rest until I hit it.
I bless you. Listen, all I can tell you, people are talking about some, you know, their flaws, different things happening, and this is what's stopping you, the rejection, the way you perceive yourself. You know, my very first millionaire mentor, you know, the one who told me to turn off the TV if I wasn't earning 20 G's a month. You know, the one who told me that high energy equal high income. Well, this man has a prosthesis leg. He had polio when he was a kid. They had to cut his leg off, and you would never see him think about his leg. He has a wife, a beautiful family. He moved on in life, multimillionaire. He's the one that when I said, well, will people of other color join you? He has more people of other colors working with him than one of the only people I know that has ever done this industry. Allow me to train my son, who's never walked a day in his life, that people are going to look at you the way you look at yourself. Hold your head up. You are a child of the Most High God. He will not take you to the top screaming and crying and whining. We are winning. Good morning. 503, last four, 0853. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's Talonda Newborn from Portland, Oregon. How are you?
I'm amazing. Good morning.
So great to hear. I just want to say this out loud. Today, I am committing to achieving a result, and I am cutting myself off to any other possibilities. Today, I am committing to achieving a result, and I am cutting myself off to any other possibilities. Today, I am committing to achieving a result, and I am cutting myself off to any other possibilities. I absolutely love that, and I thank you so much for giving that to us today.
You are so, so welcome. I can tell you this right now. When I heard that for the first time, it was game on. It was game on. It was game on. 330 last four 0757. Oh, the queue is so lit this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Are you ready to win
this? Good morning. This is Kara in Akron. Yes, I am ready to win big. I am committing to achieving a result, and I'm cutting myself off from any other possibilities.
I tell you, all of you all who came in the queue, go back and hear yourself. Go back and hear yourself. Good morning, 706, last four, 5312. Good morning. Are you ready to win big?
Good morning, Nicola. Yes, ma'am. This is Andrea from LaGrange, Georgia. I am ready. I have made a decision, a real decision. I have chose network marketing, and network marketing chose me. The only way to fail is to quit, and the only way to quit is to die at this point. I am committed, Nicola.
That's what I'm talking about, Andrea. I want to see some new titles. I want to see some new progress this month. We are going to tell you that every day you want to do something, the assignment is every day you want to do something that you've never done before, every day, and you want to journal that and watch how you can say, oh my Lord, potential is moving into action. I am actually moving forward. Do something every single day that you've never done before. Good morning. Good morning. Last caller, and he's going to give you the book that we're going to start reading together. 478, last 42157. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. I am ready. I am destined. I thank you. I am committed. No distractions, no excuses, no other options. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. The best favor somebody can do to you is not allow you to even fill up their ear with sound waves of doubt and excuses. Don't call me. I'm busy helping other people win. Don't call me with the excuses. If you breathing, you could go on and call somebody. If you can't talk to me, if you can complain, you got enough wind to go ahead and expose. If you got wind to complain, you got wind to expose. If you got wind to complain, you got wind to expose. I know they're going to say she is just so no nonsense right now. The assignment is so real to help people. You don't have to know everything. As a matter of fact, it's better when you don't know everything, because at least you're open enough for somebody to pour into you. Y'all know it all. If your back office ain't saying you know it all, get you some business. It's time to learn how you can help people. There's some people out there that have made a lot of money, but how many people have you helped in the process? That's what we're interested in. Not everywhere, just here. People are busy changing lives and in some cases saving lives. I want us to go pick up the book, The Magic of Thinking Big by Mr. David Schwartz. Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. For some of you all, you can download it if you got iBooks. For those who got iPhones, you can go to Amazon too. Droid users, you can go ahead and download the book on your phone or your tablet. For those who like to highlight, you can still highlight on those too. But if you like to hold the book like I do, I typically do both, so that you can literally go into 30 minutes of reading a day, at minimum 20 reading a day, 20 to 30 minutes of reading per day. Not scrolling to read other people posts, what's going on with Cardi and Nicki or whoever. I'm talking about something that is going to help you win big in network marketing. Magic of Thinking Big. David Schwartz, that was another book that really changed my life. There's so many, a compilation of things from In the Spirit and men who took their talents beyond the spirit and the manifestation in books, seminars, audios, trainings. As we talk tomorrow on, you got to plan to. The first day, you got to decide to. Now you got to plan to. You're in, you didn't know what the plan was, but it's time for you to make a plan so you can cut off any other possibility. You know if you're on track or off track, because certain things we do every day has nothing to do with our plan. We got to start knowing the difference. I love you. God bless you. Winning big. You coaching to win championships. Ain't no patty cake. We going hard. Talk to you soon. Bless you.